If I'd been to SobCon, that's what this is about. It's all about what I would be feeling like if I had gone to a gathering in Chicago at the beginning of May. A gathering I missed, and this is what I think I'd be feeling now if I had gone there. If I'd gone there, the main thing on my mind wouldn't be the quality of the ideas or the quantity of them, although they would have been brilliant in their own right. No, they would not have been the thing I would have taken away from the conference. I could have got quality of ideas from all over the internet all the time, and the people at SobCon who went to SobCon are sharing their ideas all the time. So, and I can get ideas from other sources too. So, SobCon is not, I think, about ideas. If I came back, I might have had some ideas I hadn't got before, but that wouldn't be the key thing I'd be coming back with. What I'd be coming back with would be the experience of the connections I had made. The connections I had made in the room, face to face, flesh and blood, hugs, sound, smell, everything. It would have been the tactile experience of being present alongside other human beings who are grappling with issues. And the solutions they came up with would be their solutions, and that's fine. Maybe I could help, maybe they could help, who knows. But the key thing would be the connections. The connections made inside my own head, in other words, what I was capable of drawing from what other people said, and how well I was able to link my own autobiography with their autobiography. The connections I'd been able to make at a more concrete level, if you like, social connections, meaning conversations leading to agreements to do something together after SobCon. Do a certain amount of talking to people at SobCon. It's too exciting, would be what I'd be saying to myself. It's what comes after SobCon that really counts. Because in the room, lots of heady stuff, everybody buzzing, moving around, the whole thing being live streamed, a world global audience, people cluing into it, whatever. Great. But it's the human, person to person contact across that table, over the dinner table, doing karaoke, you know, looking across the table and seeing a little Lego person over there and wondering, what the hell is that about? I must go over and ask her. It's those kind of connections that can't be got from the internet, can only be got in that room experientially. So that's, I think, what I'd be saying to myself. If I'd been to SodCon, I'd be saying, I've experienced real, lasting, meaningful connections, ones that it's up to me to sustain.